弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主在圣诞的节气把我们带领到这里，继续来敬拜他。
We thank our Lord that bring us here. So during this Christmas Eve day, that we can gather together worship Him.
我们正知道现在呢，这真的是世界各地这几天都在庆祝圣诞的节日。
We know during these holidays that all over the world that celebrating this.
所以圣诞节的意义呢，只有神的儿女才知道。
That the true meaning of the Christmas only the Christians can understand.
在我们上个主日呢，我们一起分享了圣诞的意义中的圣诞，说这个主耶稣基督赐给我们的救恩是一个无价的礼物。
And the last Sunday that we shared that Jesus Christ gave us this salvation.
其实耶稣基督来到世上，在这世界上的时候呢，他不仅仅是赐给我们救恩，其实耶稣基督呢，更大的计划，他是要在地上建立他自己的国度。
Jesus Christ came to this world not just to give us this salvation, also He will establish His kingdom in this world.
那么他来到他在世界上只待了33年，但是呢，他在地上呢就开始建立他的国度。
He was here only for 33 years, but he before he left, he already started establish this kingdom of God.
那么他的国度必然建成。
And His kingdom will be established.
那么主耶稣基督他也必然会再来。
And Jesus Christ will come again.
所以今天呢，我们就继续来看关于神国度的另一个主题，就是神。今天的题目叫神国的比喻。
Today we will continue to study the parables of the kingdom of God.
我们先一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
主，你又把你的儿女带到你的殿中，让我们一起来同心合意的敬拜你。
Once again, you bring us here so that we can worship you in unison.
主，如若不是你的拯救，我们还行在黑暗之中，我们还在罪恶过犯之中。
Lord, if it's not you have saved us, that we will still live in our transgressions and darkness.
主，我们谢谢你把这美好的救恩加在你的儿女的身上。
Lord, we thank you for granting us this wonderful salvation.
也谢谢主，你在地上建立你的教会。
And we also especially thank you, you have established your kingdom, your church in this world.
让你的儿女能够在这里一起来敬拜你，一起来建立你的身体。
So that your children can worship you and to look upon you here together.
主，就求助你保守我们今天从头到尾的敬拜。
Lord, we ask you to keep our worship today.
主，你就让我们每个你的儿女能够用心灵诚实来献在你的面前。
Help each of us that worship you in truth and spirit.
主，让你得到主你该得的荣耀。
So that you will get all the glory you have deserved.
我们这样同心合意的祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in unison in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
马可福音第四章呢，它有其实有五个比喻。
There's five parables in the Gospel of Mark.
那么其中三个比喻是有关种子的，两个呢是灯和凉气的比喻。
And there's three parables about seeds, and there's a parable of light.
那么关于种子的比喻呢，我们已经讲了撒种的比喻。
And the seed, the parable of the seed, we already talked about the parable of sowing the seed.
那么撒种的比喻呢，主要是强调种子在不同的土壤中生长的结果。
In this parable, it emphasized that different soil that can produce different outcome.
那么从上一次分享，我们知道只有撒到好土里的种子才会成熟结果实。
Through the study, we know that only the seed sowed in the good soil can bear fruit.
那么这些土地呢，才会有好收成。
And this soil will produce good harvest.
那么撒种的那个人代表神。
And the one who sowed the seed is God.
啊，种子呢代表神的道。
The seed represents God's word.
那也就是神的话。
That is the God's word.
那么土壤呢代表罪人的心。
And the soil represents the heart of the human being.
那么在灯的比喻中呢，灯就代表神。
in the parable of the lamb represents God. The light from the lamp represents the word of God. And that is the light of life. This parable is trying to teach us. God already came to this world. The parable of the measurement tells us that the measurement is people who listened, heard the God's word. It emphasizes that different people, when they heard God's word, they have different reactions. Their attitudes and their response to God's word that will determine the results of their life. Today's two parables are also about seed. The first parable is talking about the growth of the seed. We humans only can see that the seed was sowed and sprouts and grows, the outward appearance. They cannot see the inner change of the seed. But the inner strength of the seed, that is the capability of how seed can grow. The second parable is talking about a small seed that can, when it planted, it can grow as large as it could, so it's a change. So these parables that we have talked about so far, that Jesus wants to his people to understand the change, the progress of the kingdom of God. The development and growth of the kingdom of God is just like the seed is planted in the soil. And through the planting and the growth towards the harvest, that's the change. And the power for the kingdom of God to grow is God Himself. And God's word has its power. From the beginning of the kingdom of God to the accomplishment of the kingdom of God. The sovereignty of Jesus Christ and his words that through all the teachings. And the change of the kingdom of God is just like the change of the seed. From the smallest to the huge. But with human eye, they only can see the outward change, but not the inner change. But the true mystery of God's kingdom, only the Christians, God's children, can see and understand. Because God knows everyone's heart. And only his children has the ear can hear and the heart can understand. This is our theme for today's sermon. God makes his people understand the mystery of his kingdom. We will divide into two points, the mystery of God's kingdom and the people of God's kingdom. And first, let us look at the mystery of God's kingdom. From verse 26 to 32.
那么神国的奥秘呢，它其实包括神国经营的奥秘和神国的变化的奥秘。
This includes the growth of the kingdom of God and the change of the kingdom of God.
我们首先来看神国经营的奥秘。
First, let us look at the growth, the progressive growth of the kingdom of God.
我们现在看第四章26到27节。
Let us read 26 to verse 27.
又说神的国，又说神把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何这样。
He also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scattered seed on the ground, night and day. Whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows. So, although he does not know how.
那么从经文中我们可以看到吧，当人种下种子之后呢，他就没有再做什么。
Through the scripture reading, we know that after the man planted the seed, he didn't do anything more.
那么不管是晚上睡觉，还是在白天起来，种子它在不停的生长。
No matter if the man sleeps at night or get up during the daytime, the seed keeps growing.
里面发生什么变化，人都不知道。
But how the seed sprouts and grows, and what are the inner change of the seed, the man doesn't know.
或者说，种子并不是因为人在它上面不停的工作而生长。
Use another word that the seed does not grow because the man works on it.
它的生长完全是靠它自身的力量。
His growth is totally depend on the ability of his growth.
也就是说，在使种子生长这件事上，人无能为力。
So, use another word, man is useless to let the seed grow.
使种子生长的决定因素是种子本身。
And the reason that the seed can grow, it is because he has this ability in itself. The soil only provides an environment for it to grow. So the seed is growing because of his inner strength.
那么同样，神的道进入蒙恩之罪人的心，就像种子撒到了好土里，它一定会成长结实。
So it is the same when God's word entered into a man's heart, just like the seed is planted in the soil, it itself can grow.
那么因为这种子是神的道，它出于神的口，所以它总是带着能力。
Because the seed it represents God's word, it has the capability of growth from God. So through the word of God, it has the power to grow.
所以呢，雅各书第一章21节告诉我们，他说：“所以你们要脱去一切污秽和盈余的邪恶，从温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。”
So James chapter 1 verse 21 tells us, therefore get rid of all mortal filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you.
那么路加福音1章37节也告诉我们，因为出于神的话没有一句不带着能力的。
The book of Luke chapter 1 verse 37 also tells us, for nothing is impossible with God.
然而神的道怎样在人的里面生长，没有人能知道。
But how God's word grows in people's heart, nobody knows how.
所以这是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
我们知道神也是通过他的道完成了他的创造之功的。
We know that God through his, the power of his word,to create this universe.
也就是他圣经上讲，神说说有就有，命里就立。
So the Bible tells us when God said yes, then it just came up, and when he said it should be, then it will be.
二人只能看见或者感受到神所创造的，却不知其中的奥秘。
Man only can see and feel all the creations God gave us, but they do not understand how.
那么同样的，神国的进程不取决于人的行为。
And in the same meaning that the growth of a kingdom of God does not depend on human.
那么福音的一半就像土地一样进入豪土里。
So the gospel of the word entered into the heart of people, just like the seed sowed in the good soil.
那么它必然会生长结实。
It must sprout and bear fruit.
也就是说，一个真正的得救的人，我们必然会看见他生命的改变。
So that a true born again Christian, that they will bear witness and bear fruit.
尽管我们看不见神的道在这里面是如何来生长。
Even though we cannot see how God's word grow in him, but we can see the outcome, the result of that growth.
那么就像人撒了种子在地里，那么看见种子长起来，却不知道它如何长起来。
Just like the man who sowed the seed, scattered the seed on the ground, but he doesn't know the how the seed grows.
那我们再看第二十八到第二十九节。
Let us now look at verse 28 through 29.
地生五谷是出于自然，先发苗，后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。
All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come.
那么这里的出于自然，它的意思是不以人的意志为转移。
Here by nature, that means it's not changed according to human's will.
那么也就是说，种子一旦进到好土里，它发苗、长穗和结实是必然的结果。
That means when the seed sowed in the good soil, that the must outcome is they will grow.
那么这个进程呢，它会一步一步的来完成。
And it's step by step.
那么神的国在地上从开始建立到最后完成也是如此。
Just like the kingdom of God first established on this on earth, then it will keep growing and eventually will be accomplished.
那么它一旦开始，必然会完成。
Once it starts, it will be accomplished. There's no doubt about it. It must happen that way. It's not according to our human's will. It's totally God's work.
所以呢，《哥林多前书》三章第六到第七节告诉我们。我栽种了，亚伯罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
So first Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6 to 7 said this, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes it grow.
那么就是在此时刻我们在这里的时候，那么不管我们能不能看见，那么就像种子的生长，神的国也在不断地继续在成长。
Even at this time we're sitting here, no matter if we can see the growth or not, but God's word in people's heart will grow.
那么这里面讲到这里的种子呢，它是种子的生长呢，它包括三个阶段。
And here also teaches us that there's three progressive change during the seed growing.
那么种子需要哎撒到好土里发苗长穗，以及最后结成饱满的籽粒。
The seed needs to be scattered in the soil, then it will grow the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel.
那么这三个阶段就是代表神救赎计划历史的三个阶段。
These three steps represent that how God saves and changes people.
那么撒在地上的种子呢，代表耶稣基督在世地上的事工。
And the seed scattered on in the soil represents Jesus Christ. Christ spreads His gospel in the world.
也就是神国在地上开始的建立。
That is the beginning of God's kingdom established on the world.
那么发苗和长穗呢，代表教会在地上的成长。
and the sprouts and growth that represents the growth of the church on earth.
那么这组结成饱满的子粒呢，代表神国最后的完成。
And finally, the seed grows and bears head and the full kernel in the head that represents the total growth of the church.
那么这里呢，基俗嘛，这个短语，它的意思是建立神国的计划，那么它要一定要完，就要完成的。
And the green is ripe here, represents that God's plan is accomplished and it's ready to harvest.
那么就像庄稼的成熟需要经过不同的阶段。
Just like the grain, the seed planted and it's through progressive growth then to final harvest.
那么当子粒丰满的时候，必须要去收割。
When it fully grows, that it has to be collected.
那么神的国也是一样。
And it's also same with God's kingdom.
当教会在地上不断的发展。
When the church keep growing on earth.
福音传到万国万民。
And the gospel spread to all nations and all people.
那么神接受的人都归到神的家，也就是主耶稣基督他保守赎买的教会的时候。
When God's people that was chosen by God, they all saved, then it's ready to God will harvest.
那么这个时候呢，那么福音，那么这个时候呢，这个神所拣选的人都归到神的家，那么主耶稣就要第二次再来。
When all the people that God's chosen all now saved, then Jesus Christ will.Come again.
那么他要执行他最后的审判。
And he will give his final judgment.
那么就像庄稼成熟要用镰刀收割一样。
Just like the grain, once it is ripe, it will be put in, harvested by the sickle.
所以这是必然的，被人的意志为转移的。
This is the natural outcome, and it's not changed according to man's will.
那么其实神的计划，圣经上耶稣基督常常说的一句话，不是说一句话，就是时候满了的时候，就是说神的计划，它都是一步一步的，它就像一个时间表的，到时间发生的一切事，它必然会发生。
And it's just like Jesus often says that his time is near, has come. And when this time has come, then certain things must happen, and that is the natural way.
那么启示录第四章圣节，其实也就是刚才我们说的，就像是种是神。那么耶稣基督最后到来审判这个世界，就像是种子熟了，需要用镰刀来收割的一幅场景。
And the Revelation chapter 14, verse 15 gave us this the scenario, how the seed is scattered and keep growing, now it's ready to be harvested.
那么这个启示录四章十五节告诉我们说，又有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在云上的大声喊着说，伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透。
Then another angel came out of the temple and called in a loud voice to him who was sitting on a cloud, take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe.
那我们现在刚刚讲了神国发展的进程的奥秘，让我们现在看一下神国变化的奥秘。
We just looked at the growth of the mystery of the growth of God's kingdom. Now let us take a look at the change of the God's kingdom.
我们看第30节到32节
，verse 30 to 32。
又说神的国，我们可用什么比较呢？可用什么比喻表明呢？好像一粒芥菜种种在地里的时候，虽比地上的百种都小。但种上以后就长起来，比各样的菜都大，又长出大枝来，甚至天上的飞鸟可以坐在它的荫下。
Again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that birds of the air can perch in the shade."
那么这个里面，这里主耶稣基督先用芥菜籽比喻神。的国在地上开始建立时的情景。
Here Jesus used the parable of the mustard seed gave us the scenario how God's kingdom begins.
那么接着来讲，它可是在所有的种子中是比较微小的一种。
Mustard seed is the smallest among all the seed.
但是当它长大成熟的时候呢，它就比其他的那些菜蔬都要大的很多。
But when it is fully grown, it is bigger than all the other seed.
那么这里主耶稣是在强调芥菜种的初始状态跟它成熟之后的状态之间巨大的变化的反差。
Jesus here is trying to give us this picture that how big the change is between the mustard seed and the outcome of this seed.
那么通过芥菜种在生长变化这个过程中，那么呢，我们在思考这样一个问题。
So the progressive growth of the mustard seed, we can consider this question.
那么主耶稣呢，他是在2000多年前来到世上的。
Jesus Christ came to this world 2000 years ago.
他开始建立神的国是从12个人开始。
He started his kingdom with 12 other disciples with him.
而这其中一个人最后还出卖了。
And one of them betrayed and abandoned him.
而当耶稣基督他将要被钉十字架的时候，余下的11个人中，除了彼得在远远的观看，还3次不认主。
And among all these 11, when Jesus was on the cross, Peter looked at him during the time that when he was nailed on the cross from far away, but all the others, they all escaped. They all escaped. But after the Lord's resurrection, he did not rebuke them. And he encouraged and comforted them. And commanded them to spread his gospel to all the people. So that they can obey. And also promised that after he left them, He will give them the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to help them. He also told them one day he will come again. These things that to the people that don't believe, it's just like a fake story. But to those who believe in him, they will obey.
那么耶稣呢，就是在这样的背景下开始建立他的国。
And Jesus Christ started his kingdom during this scenario.
那么当时谁会想到2000年后的今天
？Nobody can predict that after 2000 years later.
那么耶稣基督的门徒呢，遍布全世界。
And Jesus Christ disciple all over the world.
咱们统计数据显示呢，现在全球信徒的人口超过20亿。
And the statistics showed us that the believers in the world that is already over 2 billion.
而且呢，还在继续不断的增长。
And it is continue grow.
我们可以只讲从12个人到20亿。
And we can imagine that from 12 disciples now to over 2 billion. This is a huge change. It's impossible for any man can accomplish. Just like Jesus himself said, for man it's impossible, but for God, anything is possible.
那么我们从神国的比喻中看到神国发展进程和变化的奥秘。
Through the parable of God's kingdom, we can see the progressive growth and the change of the kingdom of God.
而神的国它是由神的子民来完成。
And God's people consists of God's kingdom consists of God's people.
现在我们去看一下神的子民的问题。
Let us look at God's people.
这是我们今天的第二点，神的子民就33节到34节。
It's in verse 33 to 34, God's people.
我们先看一下33节和34节的前半句。 耶稣用许多这样的比喻，照他们所能听的对他们讲道，若不用比喻，就不对他们讲。
With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could, they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using the parable.
那么这里他们是指所有在场听耶稣讲道的人。
Here they represents all the people that there heard God's word.
那么其中有主耶稣基督的门徒。
Among them, there's Jesus Christ's disciples.
那他们信主归了信主，是神国的子民。
They believed Jesus and followed him, and they are God's people.
那这其中也有不信的，也就是撒玛利亚的外人。
But also among them, there's unbelievers, that outsiders.
那么这里也告诉我们，主耶稣基督用了许多的比喻对他们讲道。
And here it also told us that Jesus used many parables to preach to them. In this gospel, there's only five parables about God's kingdom. And here also says that he said things that according to what they can understand.
那么这个短语呢，它是表示呢，主耶稣知道他们每个人听了他的道会有什么反应。
And here tells us Jesus Christ totally understands what are the reactions from the people who heard his preach.
这些反应必然会带出相应的结果。
These responses that will bring a result.
那么对于外人，这些神国的比喻只会让他们更加的糊涂。
To the outsiders, the parables of God's kingdom often confuse them more.
那他们不可能明白这些比喻。
It's impossible for them to understand the parable.
因为我们又是他们能听到耳朵，他明白的心。
Because God didn't grant them the ear can hear and the heart that can perceive.
对于主耶稣基督，他的门徒，也就是神国的子民。
But to God's people.
神赐给了他们能听的耳朵跟能明白神话语的心。
God grant them the ear can hear and the heart can understand.
神的道呢只会启示他们。
And God's word can reveal to them.
让他们明白更多神国的奥秘。
So they can understand more about more mysteries of God's kingdom.
也就是说，外人他不会明白神国的比喻，只有神的子民才会明白。
The outsiders, they will not understand the mystery of God's kingdom. Only the people of God can understand them.
那我们看一下最后一节最后一部分，没有人的时候就把一切的道讲给他的门徒听。
Verse 34, second half. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything to them.
那么这里告诉我们，耶稣基督常常私下把这些比喻的解释给他的门徒。
Here, it told us that privately Jesus gave more explanation to his disciples.
那么这里面有一个问题，那么到底谁是主的门徒？
And here we can ask one question: Who truly are Jesus' disciples?
那么这个问题呢，不管过去耶稣时代还是我现在，都是一样的。
This is a question for Jesus era also today. We also often ask such question.
那么他的答案是说，主的门徒就是那些常常在他的身边、常常与他亲近的人。
And the answer is the disciples that of Jesus is the one that who often follow him and was very close to him.
那么主耶稣为什么只把这些比喻的解释告诉他的门徒？
Why he only explains the mystery to his disciples only?
就不告诉别人。
Not the outsiders.
也就是那些外人。因为只有他的门徒才会明白他的解释。
Because only his disciples can understand what his explanations are.
但是对于外人呢，听了他的解释，他们也不会明白。
The outsiders, even though they heard it, but they will not understand.
其实这个就像马可福音第四章十一到十二节，我们前面讲到的，马可福音十一到十二节，他是这样讲的。他说：“神的国奥秘，神国的奥秘，只叫你们知道；若是对外人讲，凡事就用比喻，叫他们看是看见，却不晓得；听是听见，却不明白。”
just like it described in Mark chapter 4, verse 11 to 12. He told them, the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on outside, everything is said in parable, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding.
其实也就是说，越好与神亲近，越与神的关系亲密，那么我们才能越明白神的话语。
That tells us the more that you get close to Jesus and the more you spend time with him, that you understand more about his words. This is a very simple illustration.
那么新生婴儿为什么就先用他母亲的语言？
Why the newborn baby first understand the mother's language? Because he or she often heard mothers talking to her. Everyone who came here as a Chinese that understand that it's very hard to learn the listening part of the language. But if you practice your listening ability, there's no short way other than just listen more. The more you listen, the more feelings you have towards this language. So naturally that you will understand the words that you will hear. Same sentence if we speak both in Chinese and English. As Chinese, we probably understand easily and quickly understand the Chinese saying. Why? Because the Chinese is our mother tongue. And we heard them more often. So the same, if we want to understand God's word, we need to read and listen more God's word. And this is more effective to the believers. Because the Holy Spirit will lead us and help us. And oftentimes we heard people saying that, I read Bible, but I don't quite understand
it.
If you don't understand, then you will not have the eagerness to read it. If you do not understand while you're reading, that means you do not understand what God is trying to tell you. Even though we are born again saved, if we do not spend more time to listen and read God's word, we still will not understand God's word. Just like the illustration that I gave, the baby, newborn baby listens to her mother's voice.
那么如果这个婴儿很少听到他的母亲对他讲话。
If the baby didn't hear much about mother's talking,
那么他一定不会明白他的话。
And the baby will not understand her mother's tongue.
所以我们读不懂很大程度上是因为我们读的太少。
We usually don't understand God's words because we do not spend good enough time in it.
我们还没有形成对神的话语的那种语感。
We still don't have the feelings and the natural ways that can feel and understand God's word.
所以鼓励大家对圣经一遍一遍的读，总会慢慢的你找到语感，总会明白的更多。
So that I encourage everyone to read God's word and spend more time read and listen to it, so that you will have the grasp of this God's word.
因为这也是神的应许。那么他既然拯救了我们，既然把他的圣灵放在我们的里边，他必然会让我们明白他的话语。
This is also the promise of our God that He gave the Holy Spirit to us and also gave His Word to us, and He will help us to understand it.
那么我今天呢，一起来看了两个关于神国的比喻。
Today we look at the two parables of God's kingdom.
那么从神国发展的进程和变化，我们知道。
Through the growth and the change of the kingdom of God, we know.
那么神的国在地上，从起初建立到最后完成。
God's kingdom on earth from its beginning to its accomplishment.
都是神自己成就的。
It is accomplished by God himself.
它丝毫不取决于人的任何行为。
There is no dependency on humans effort.
但是作为神的子民。
But as God's people.
我们最应该当做的是竭力的来明白神的话语。
We need to strive to try to understand God's word.
完全听从他的吩咐。
And totally obey all his commands.
成为他所喜悦的忠心良善的仆人。
So that we will be a good and faithful servant to please him. Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你把我们聚集到这里，一起来听你的话语。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for having gathered us here. We can listen to your words together.
我们今天一起来分享了主你神国的比喻。
Today we shared in the study the parables of your kingdom.
主啊，就求主你的圣灵引导我们明白你神国的奥秘。
Lord, please let your Holy Spirit guide us to understand this mystery.
让我们真的知道主你的计划必完成。
Let us understand that your plan will be fulfilled.
主，你既然在这个地上开始建立你的国度，你必然会有一天完成你的国度，你必然会再来。
Lord, you already started building your kingdom on this earth, then one day it will be accomplished and you will come again.
主，就赐你儿女完全的顺服的心。
Lord, grant us a total, fully obedient heart.
等候忍耐的心。
And patiently waiting for you.
让我们能按照主你的吩咐去行。
So that we can walk our life according to your will.
主，把你的福音传给更多的人。
Preach your gospel to more people.
透过你的话语，把更多世上的灵魂吸引到你的教会。
Through your words, that we can draw more people of this world to you.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.